There are plenty of baby carriages on the streets of London, but Britain's birth rate is low, just 1.8 children for every woman of childbearing age. The world's population, however, is soaring. It's currently 6.8 billion, according to the US Census Bureau, and the UN estimates it will reach 9 billion by 2050. And that growth rate, according to Simon Ross of Britain's Optimum Population Trust, is unsustainable.
If we have one or two children, then we're really just replacing ourselves, two parents and two children. Of course, some people don't have children at all. So if most people say, yep, I'll have one or two children, and that's enough, you know, that's me with my family, then the population will gradually decline and we'll get back to a sort of number that's sustainable.
The Optimum Population Trust wants the world to prioritise family planning. It estimates that 200 million women, mainly in sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Asia, don't have access to birth control. Given the opportunity, the Trust believes many people would choose to have fewer children.
We are talking about voluntary methods here. There's no implication from us that, you know, this is something people are going to be made to do. It's something people actually do want to do. If they have access to those methods, they tend to have one or two children. That's the experience worldwide.
Mainstream climate experts continue to see renewable energies like solar power as the solution. Derry Newman, the CEO of Solar Century, Britain's largest solar energy company, doesn't believe population control is the answer.
Who are we to dictate whether you should or should not have the next generation? And there are far many, many more things you ought to do before we consider such draconian objectives.
The world's population can be supported, he says, but developed countries with large carbon footprints need to change the way they generate and use energy.
Most people want to do the right thing. I mean, very few people want to be wasteful. You know, very few people want to spend more in energy than they really need to. So if you can give people options which are cost-effective, long-term value add to their property or their business, and help them do what they believe to be the right thing, it's win-win all around.
How to cut energy consumption, switch to cleaner technologies, and find funding for it all, these are issues that delegates, government ministers, and world leaders are discussing in Copenhagen this week. And they are being reminded that what they do will determine the lives of the world's future generations. Rachel Smalley for VOA News, London.